I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Today we're going to step away from the surf side and talk about trout fishing on Cape Cod. Kevin, this has a seasonal connection, right?
It does. In fall, everybody gets excited about saltwater fishing, but there's reason to look to the freshwater too. Trout get stocked on Cape Cod ponds in the spring and in the fall, and the fall trout stocking will be starting up in the last week of September and will go into October. It's a nice option, especially as the days get shorter after work. You don't have quite as much time to get out on salt water. You can head down to the pond. It's also a good way to enjoy the short fall foliage season we have on the Cape, to get out on some of our little ponds and catch trout and enjoy the changing of the leaves.
So how do you find your stocked pond?
Well, if you go on the mass.gov website and make your way to Mass Wildlife, they do a nice job. They list the ponds that get stocked in the fall. It's a smaller number of ponds than the ones that get stocked in the spring, so make sure you check that. You can also find on their maps the ponds that show you access points and even the latest schedule, so you can know if the pond was stocked within the last week. Some of the ponds that get stocked in the fall include Peter's Pond in Sandwich, John's Pond in Mashpee, Grues and Ashumet Ponds in Falmouth, Scargo in Dennis, Cliff and Sheep in Brewster, and Herring Pond in Easton, but there's many more.
And you've done a fair amount of trout fishing. What's your approach to fishing a stocked pond?
Well, these trout, they've grown up in cement ponds, and they've been brought out, and you would think that they would sort of just be looking to the surface for their pellets. That's all they've known, but it's pretty amazing. Once they get into ponds and in a natural situation, they adjust pretty quickly. They'll begin feeding on minnows, begin feeding on insects. So there's a few different ways you can target them. If you're an active fisherman, you can go and wade around the edges of ponds. With spinning gear, you can cast little flashy lures and spoons for rainbow trout and brown trout. Or you can, if you want to take a less active approach, you can soak bait. And you'll see a lot of that, especially when it's cold. You can set up rods in a forked stick on a beach or by a boat launch and fish either power bait, which is a commercially available paste that you roll into little balls, or you can fish minnows or night crawlers, and that's a nice way to set your bait out, put your hands in your pockets, drink some hot coffee, and stay warm while you wait for the bite.
These ponds are being stocked just for fishermen, is that right?
Yeah, that's the idea. It's what they call a put-and-take fishery for the most part. So these trout are being put in for anglers to fish for, with the understanding that most of them will be removed. There's some ponds that can hold trout through the winter for ice fishing that'll hold them through the summer even, so you'll get the fish that will, if you put them back, will grow bigger. But for the most part, they're expecting that you will take these trout out and eat them, and that's why they replenish them every spring and fall. Some of the ponds on Cape Cod have advisories for whether or not you can consume freshwater fish. Definitely check them before you go, but for the most part, the trout, because they don't live in the ponds very long, are safe to eat, and they taste pretty good.
Trout fishing on Cape Cod, something else to keep in mind. The saltwater fishing activity really seems to be heating up right now. How about a roundup of the Cape and Islands fishing?
Yes, we've had a few cold nights, a few very cold nights, actually, and it's really jump-started the fishing. The false albacore showed up this week, which got everybody excited, in Vineyard Sound along the south side of the Cape into Woods Hole around Martha's Vineyard. A lot of fishermen excited about that. Also, the striped bass fishing really picked up this week in Cape Cod Bay, in the canal, also down along the Elizabeth Islands and in Woods Hole. And it should only get better over the next couple weeks, so it's a good time to get out and do some fishing.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Kevin Blinkoff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.